Join the Power Up Today newsletter and win free books and more by texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to our iTunes page and remember to give us a review. And like us on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page. Get the information you need to do life with power. Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Thriving Thursday on Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. It's been a few days since I've been away from you guys, so I thought, you know what? I better take a moment and do a quick podcast. I have been away working, but also I took the time to run a 10K with the Marine Corps Marathon. And it was so awesome. It was exciting. They had a health expo, and it was really great to connect with people, meet new people. I just love hanging out with people and having a lot of fun while at the same time doing something that I consider to be worthwhile for my health, my physical health, my mental health, and emotional stability. And it's just a great way to rev your energy up. With that being said, today's topic is all about life lessons from the marathon world. When I ran the 10K, I learned a few lessons. I sat back after I finished and I reflected on the 10K and I said, okay, why did you run this 10K? And when I thought about it, I said, okay, let's jot down some quick lessons that I learned from my 10K. Now, you can see pictures that correspond to these lessons that I'm going to quickly mention to you guys at Designing Your Life Today on Facebook. I've got some really cute photos there that kind of matches what I reflected on, or my reflections or my revelations that came about as a result of running the 10K race. Many of you, if you've been following the show beyond 2 years, then you know that I used to run the 5K run, and I've done several of those. But I decided to up my game and go to the 10K mark. And so once I master that, then I'm going to push myself even more. And I think we're going to go for a half marathon, which is 13 miles. So that's pretty exciting. All right, let's get right to it. So what did I learn as a result of the 10K race? Why do people get out there and push themselves and they run just like until they're about to drop? Now, when you run a 10K, it's about, I believe, 6.2, 6.3 miles. So you're not going to run until you drop when it comes to that. But I so admire the people who ran the full marathon and did 26 miles. But here's the first lesson that I jot down on my paper when I sat back and reflected on all of this. First of all, I thought about the fact that I had to get up at like between 4:15 and about 4:30. And yeah, I hit my snooze button. And so about 4:30. And I realized that, you know what? I had a goal to accomplish. I had already signed up for the race and I said I was going to run it and I was ready to make it happen. So when you have a goal that you're excited about, your discipline and your determination, it gets easier. We had to stand in line to catch the buses that the Marine Corps had contracted for us. And it was so orderly, so organized, but that's a whole nother podcast about organization. So when you have a goal and you're excited about your discipline and your determination gets easier. So standing in line to get that to the starting point by 5:40, or standing in line at 5:40 a.m. to get to the starting point, it was really worth it to stand there. And to get there at 5:40 or stand in line at 5:40, it was a lot of people. So it's a really huge race that they host. And it's that the Marine Corps hosts, and it is so awesome. So the first thing that I learned is that, you know what, when I'm excited about making something happen, and the object of the game here is to make sure whatever goal I choose is to make sure that I'm super excited about that goal, that I'm passionate about making it happen, and that there are some great rewards for focusing on making this goal happen. But when I can be excited about it and passionate about it, then my discipline and my determination kicks in. So that was the first lesson that I learned. Now, here's another lesson, and they're not necessarily in any particular order, but you can go online, as I said, go to our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today, or check us out on Instagram, and you'll see them all there. It's pretty exciting. And you guys can click the like button, or you can leave some comments. You could share what inspires you also. So the second thing is that I learned that that it's important to connect with others who are as strong or stronger than you are. You know, running a 10K is a big deal if you're not accustomed to doing it. And sometimes when you can connect with someone who's stronger or someone who inspires you to make you up your game, that is going to help make goal achievement a lot easier. As you plan your goals for 2018, you want to think about who's in your circle that inspires you. And you want to think about who you're going to kick out of your circle that talks you out of your goals and dreams. So you want to connect with others who are as strong or stronger than you. You'll see on Facebook, I have a picture of me standing there with two Marines, and they're definitely pretty strong. Okay, and stronger than me, but I think I can take them. Anyway, let's move on. Also, this made me think about the fact that, you know, going to this 10K race and getting involved, it was a journey, because you have to practice for it. And so making that journey, once I got there, I thought, okay, the race is going to be the following day after the expo. And so I might as well make some friends. And this is what makes every single goal that you achieve worthwhile: the people that you meet along the way. So that was the third thing that I learned. I made some friends along the way. Now, the fourth thing is that I actually realized that when we started running the race, that, wait a minute, I said, oh man, I wasn't paying attention to those huge signs that showed us how far we had run. Well, I passed mile 3 and didn't even realize it, because I was on the outside or of the, where the signs were. I wasn't on that side of the highway. And so I thought, man, what mile is this? Well, I saw mile 4 coming up, and I was super excited about that, because I thought, man, mile 2 seems to be awfully long. Well, I actually passed mile 3. And so once I got to mile 4, I realized I only had 2 more miles to go. And so the object of the game was to push myself to do more, to get there, to get to the finish line. And so you'll see on Facebook that I took a picture of me in front of mile 4. And that was exciting for me, because when you realize you've gone more than 50% of the way, now you are going to want to finish. You are going to be more passionate, more excited, and more focused than ever. So getting to mile 4, I realized that I had to push myself. So that was my next lesson. Always push yourself to do more. Push yourself to go to the next limit. Push yourself beyond the point where you think you can no longer go, because you can. And that's the exciting part about it. Now, the other thing is that as I continue to run the race, I realized that, wait, I only have 2 more miles to go. So far I've gotten up early, and my discipline and my determination is intact. I connected with people who were stronger than me, which is my second point. I made friends along the way, which was my third point. And my fourth point was always push yourself to do more. Now, here's another point that's really important. Map out a course of action. No matter what your goals are, you want to map out a course of action. You'll see a photo of me standing in front of the 10K course map, where they show us exactly where we're starting and where we're going to finish, and the route that we're going to run. How do you get from point A to point B if you don't know, first of all, where you want to start from, or where you are starting from, or if you don't even know where you want to go? So you want to map out a course of action. And of course, that was already done for us. Finally, I reached mile 6, and you'll see a photo that reflects that. Once I reached mile 6, I realized that I was a finisher, that I was done. I only had a few more steps to take because it's like 6.3 miles, I believe it is. So I only had a few more steps to take to cross that finish line so I could label myself a finisher. And I recognize that when it comes to goal achievement, it is important to be a finisher. That's where the reward comes in. That's what builds your confidence. That's what builds your excitement. That's what increases your creativity and your insight to want to go more, to have more, to do more, and to be more so that you can live that quality life that you deserve to live. So I was a finisher. So be a finisher. And of course, the final lesson was expect great rewards at the end. It is so important that you expect great rewards and that you take the time to celebrate. So I expected great rewards. And of course, once again, on Facebook, you will see a picture of me with my finisher medal, showing that I did in fact cross the finish line, that I did finish. And it was really neat because it was presented to me by a first lieutenant, and he was super excited that I actually finished. And he was just so gracious and excited to give me the award. And he offered to take a photo of me, which was awesome. He actually offered before I asked. So these are some of the lessons that I learned. And great connections, great energy, great excitement, surrounded by an atmosphere of excellence. And that's what it's all about. So as you start to write your 2018 goals and go into 2018, you want to keep the idea of excellence in your mind. Who's in your circle? Who are you connecting with? What friends are you making along the way? Who's in your ear? Who are you listening to? Have you mapped out a course of action? Do you expect great rewards at the end of your journey? And are you willing to receive those rewards? Are you mentally open to accepting the best that life has to offer you? Because if you are, you're absolutely going to get it. Now, this isn't on Facebook, but there's one more thing I want to point out. In order to run a 10K or any race of any real distance, you have to be focused. You have to have some level of mental toughness. And you have to be determined that you are, in fact, going to finish what you start. So when it comes to setting your goals for 2018, think about how focused you were throughout this 2017 year. How focused have you been up till now? What are you willing to change? What are you willing to implement and bring into your life so that you can step up and start doing life with power? What are you willing to do so that you can actually operate in the idea that you are, in fact, built by design to win? Listen, I discovered these seven achievers principles. And when I sat down to reflect on all of this and I thought about these principles, I thought, wow, what a great podcast. So I thought I would share, I guess, instead of calling these life lessons, maybe we'll call these achievers principles running lessons or lessons learned while running a 10K. How about that? Because I'm doing this one, not necessarily just off the cuff, but it's not a show that I had planned to do, but I think there's some valuable lessons in being able to step out there and participate in doing something that challenges you, something that's not so easy, something that's going to stretch your mind, stretch your body, stretch every ounce of who you are. And once you cross the finish line, your confidence is going to shoot up to a whole nother level because you're going to do something that was not so easy to do. You feel that sense of accomplishment. And automatically, as I said, it increases your focus, builds your confidence, expands your creativity, and gives you the courage to reach for more. Hey, you guys, I will be back next week with new shows on Designing Your Life Today. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend and do life with power.